his dealings with the guys that ran Atlantic Records, particularly Ahmet Ertegun and Jerry Wexler, kind of sealed his fate that his would not be a story that would be told in the history of rock and roll. The survivors are the ones who tell the history. And Ahmet wound up becoming the founder and chairman of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And as long as he lived, Burt Burns was not going to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because there was still hard feelings with how things ended. Burt's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now. Thank you, Stephen Van Zandt, for making that happen. But I don't think it would have happened as long as Ahmet was still around.